Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Don't Trend So Close to Me. That is courtesy of Lisa P. Lisa, hi.
Hello.
Thank you. I'm Jack. That's Miles. How's it going?
Oh, it goes. It goes. It goes.
It goes. What do you want to talk about first? There are four things trending right now that are worth talking about.
Yeah, the first one's a little grim. The Brooklyn Bridge was trending because a man climbed the Brooklyn Bridge and was threatening to harm himself. And it was a huge, there was helicopters everywhere, the news coverage. I think it's obvious right now that the country and most of the world right now is in a tremendous amount of chaos and financial hardship. This just seemed to be a moment that, you know, I'm not sure what the reason was for this guy climbing the bridge, but it just seemed like a moment that was kind of odd to like have every news helicopter kind of showing, like as if they wanted to broadcast whatever this man was going to do, like live across TV.
Yeah.
But I think it really underlines the fact that, especially right now with people so isolated and unable to have certain routines, especially for people like where a routine is, you know, massively important for your mental health. This shows like just how much that the other kinds of support we still need to be offering people during this quarantine, rather than just sort of like focusing on the economy and things like that. There are people who also are, you know, we also need to look after from a mental health standpoint.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah, little grim to see that trending, but you know, that is the situation. I think we'd have to be in a bit of denial to not think that there's a lot of pain right now. And hopefully those who need any kind of assistance can get that. But, and hey, if you have anyone that you feel like you haven't heard from in a second, please reach out and check on everybody. It's just, you know, you'll feel better, and everybody will always appreciate a check-in, especially right now.
On less grim, but somewhat related, I feel like the bridges going into Manhattan are like the coolest looking thing in any like part of America, just like all like how massive they are, and just like the weird like ways that scale messes with your like visual field. It's really
very
cool place.
Yeah, it's one thing when you always see like those bridges or any bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge on a postcard, screensaver, wallpaper,
whatever,
shit in and then you get there
so wild.
And you're like, this cable is like about as thick as like a like an NFL football team's huddle.
Yeah, and there's just like entire towns, like entire basically like sections of the city that would be as big as like big cities in America that are just like all take place in the shadow of like one of the bridges. Like they're just like massive. Very cool.
Right.
Feel like a sci-fi movie, but they were built in the early 1900s. Megan Fox is Filipino. That's something that's trending and it's not true.
Yeah, no, not true. Well, also Filipino people, especially in like the Filipinos I know in California, Filipinos know immediately if any celebrity is even remotely or partially Filipino. It's like, I think any group, any ethnic group who has like celebrities, like we all know who we can claim as our own celebrities. So this is kind of a joke because there was like a fashion show where I think someone had a Megan Fox mask on in a fashion show in the Philippines. And people were making, you know, that's when Filipino Twitter started making fun of it, being like, yes, Megan Fox is Filipino, with a bunch of just, you know, tropes from Filipino culture about, you know, like how just giving her Filipino cred. Mm. Yeah.
Well, shout out to Twitter then.
And one of the great tweets I saw in this hashtag was someone said, I won't believe hashtag Megan Fox is Filipino until Scarlett Johansson plays her in her biopic.
That never gets old. It never gets old because
because
Scarlett Johansson still won't admit that she was wrong about that. She's still just like, yeah. No, what are you talking about?
Okay. Then we will continue to hand you these L's.
Oh, by the way, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, they're like in a new music video together and in a movie together. So maybe that's why they were hanging out, or maybe that's why they ended up getting
so
together, is because they were hanging out at work.
Oh, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith effect?
Yeah, the old Mr. and Mrs. Smith effect, as physicists call it. Jerry Sloan is trending, RIP to a real one, the coach of Utah Jazz for a long time. Had some good lines in The Last Dance where he was like, wait, is that the real final score? Holy shit. when they lost.
He seems like he was a good guy, right? I feel like he seemed like a really stand-up guy, right?
Seemed,
or was he bad?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anybody who was like in his coaching tree, so I don't really know him that well. But like, he just seemed like he was like a real lifer. Like all he cared about was basketball and real like badass dude.
I mean, I grew up hating Jerry Sloan as a Laker fan because especially like pre-Kobe Shaq, when we would get to the postseason, inevitably our postseason ended in Utah because they were just the better team. We didn't have an answer for that pick and roll until, you know, Phil Jackson came
along. Even post Shaq Kobe.
Yeah, but then the balance of power came back, and then we put the smash on the Jazz, rightfully as we should. But there was something about Jerry Sloan, even though the disdain I had for the Jazz as an organization, there was something about Jerry Sloan I couldn't quite like hate about him because he just seemed like respectable. And I was like, damn, like you're not really antagonizing me as a coach or anything. You're just putting out a better team.
Yeah. For some reason, every time I look at him, I hear the Law and Order, dun, dun. Like he looks like he should be one of the prosecutors or something in Law and Order.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he built a really strong team. I know my dad used to say he was one of the best coaches in the league, like one of the hardest guys to prepare against.
Right. Because those teams he did it with, too, like I'm like, we got Jeff Hornacek, John Stockton, and Karl Malone just beating the brakes off of us right now. And that's what was frustrating, too, because between Stockton and Hornacek, they look like accountants. And you're just like, they're fucking they're too good. Dude, God like damn it.
Tenet is trending, not George, T-N-E-T. We still do not know what that means, but it is the name of an upcoming Christopher Nolan movie. It is a movie, it looks like it's really like in the tradition of Inception. It's like his next Inception because it's messing with the time-space continuum. Like it seems like the main kind of trope is instead of dreams, they're able to manipulate the time stream. Like time moves yeah. forward and backward, and there's just all sorts of dope visual effects. It stars John David Washington. It stars Robert Pattinson. It looks so good, and
Sean Bean
it shows up.
Michael, it's got it. Everybody's Woo! There. I mean, no, Kenneth Branagh. Sorry, I've confused the two because they both have impossibly thin lips.
They do. I mean, Kenneth Branagh. Like the same person, basically. But Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, they're very, very yeah. similar. I mean, I love a lot of Christopher Nolan's films, mostly to do because of his like philosophy of doing as much in camera as possible. Yeah. Because I think, you know, that's the magic sauce. A lot of his films, Inception, I keep rewatching, and I can live with the plot holes because like it's tough trying to keep track of all these, you know, the way time works and time dilation and dreams. This one, I can only imagine how like hard it will be to keep track of all these threads because we're like messing with how time works as like part of the plot. But it looks really, really interesting.
I'm so happy to be fooled by a Christopher Nolan plot hole. Like Christopher Nolan is a master of the plot hole and he uses them mm-hmm. to his advantage. He knows that like movie logic is not the same as regular logic. And so he will do things like send Batman through a tunnel. And like when he goes into the tunnel, it's daytime. When he comes out of the tunnel, it's nighttime. And like your brain mm-hmm. doesn't notice it because it's just like, oh,
that
yeah,
matter.
doesn't really matter.
Oh, it's night.
It's not, oh, it's night. For some reason, cool. like. He's got like a grasp of movie magic that I feel like other directors don't. And that's why he's so good. Inception full yeah. of plot holes if you think about it, but don't think about it. Just watch it.
Don't just watch and be like, whoa, what if you could go into someone else's dream?
Exactly.
The thing that was, I think with the title, it being a palindrome probably matters because we're talking about time going forwards and backwards. Yeah. So Tenet reads the same. That's my one theory there, but I'm trying to like.
You should have called it "Go Hang a
else.
Salami on a Lasagna Hug."
Oh boy,
that's my longest palindrome.
Wait, a salami hog. Yeah.
Go hang a salami.
Yeah. I just know
lasagna hug.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Wow.
Anyway, hey, look, we palindrome buddies, yeah. palindros.
We just gave each other a high five.
The other thing with, I love Christopher Nolan's like trailers. Like, this trailer reminds me exactly of the Inception trailer where you have it play out and then you have a tag at the end where a British accent guy has to give you like the button on the fucking trailer right. where Tom Hardy wasn't the Inception. Where he's like, you've got to dream a bit bigger or whatever yeah. the fuck he said. And he had like a M79 grenade launch or some shit. And then this one is like Robert Pattinson, his thing of just being his little big plane crash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, that's the Nolan touch.
Now that
on
part is a little dramatic.
Apparently, Pattinson's character mannerisms were based on Christopher Hitchens.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Great. Yeah, they debuted this trailer in Fortnite, which was apparently. A big deal.
You were there.
I was there. Yeah, of course. On my Switch. Yeah. Does Fortnite play on Switch?
Yeah.
Can you play Fortnite on Switch?
Oh, baby. You know it, baby.
Of course
baby.
You can. That was a rhetorical question. Can you? Of course.
You were testing me with that one.
They debuted it there. A lot of people saw it there. And now it's on the internet. This looks dope. I'm excited.
Dude, you're so in touch, man.
I know.
The way you just... We followed the trail right back to the genesis. Fortnite, boom. And then it was on the internet and then other
yeah.
people saw it.
E.T. in it. That's Fortnite backwards. It's not really, but... All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for this Friday. It's been a long week. My brain stopped working about halfway through. So I appreciate
the week,
y'all
yeah.
Sticking with me on this journey. Miles, I appreciate you. I hope you have a good long weekend. We are going
yeah.
to take Monday off and
whatever yeah, that means.
We'll be back on Tuesday with more podcasts and we will talk to you guys then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.